stuff.
Okay, so what we're going to try to do is review again the following tasks ahead. We're going to review very, very briefly the issues that we raised a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, I don't even know when, a week and a half ago, and add a couple of more issues, and then go through the basics of the Minchas Chinuch and show how the Minchas Chinuch himself personally deals with one of the issues. And based on this Minchas Chinuch handling of one of the issues, we're going to then try to figure out how he would handle all the other issues that we raised. And then, if there's time, we will then raise what I think to be three problems with the Minchas Chinuch Mahalach, at least in Rashi. Two of them pretty good problems, the third one a deadly one. And based on that, we will probably do a revamping of the Minchas Chinuch. I don't know if we'll get all that in today, but we'll try our best. And then whatever's left over, we'll continue on Thursday and move on to the Rav Chaim. The Rav Chaim on Thursday as well. And then we have Shari Rakais of Dalam and Beis and Hayam and Aleph. And then we move right there. Okay. So, I basically have about seven difficulties that I wanna raise. And then we'll deal with the Minchas Chinuch. So I think about four or five that we already raised, and I'm going to add a couple of them. Yeah. Number one, as we pointed out, that from Rashi, it's Mashma. From Rashi and Dalal and Beis, Mashma, that Rashi says, in Dibra Maschil, or implies at least, in Dibra Maschil, the Sofrim B'Tchila Sheish, he implies that the Doraisa Mitzvah of Tashvisu is Tchila Sheva. As he says, "Lo yamtin ad tchila sheva shu asa min atayra." Makes it sound like you should not wait until tchila sheva to go ahead, obviously, and burn it. Mashma that you would be able to burn it min atorah with tchila sheva. The problem with this is that Rashi himself on Dalal and Aleph says that there is already a Yisr of Bal Yirah and Bal Yimaseh, where? When? At Chatzos, at Tchilas Sheva. She'll say, so what? The problem is that Rashi Gufa, in his understanding of Abaye, as to how Abaye knew that Tashvisu had to be on Yidalid. How did Rashi understand the Gemara according to Abaye? That one pasuk says Shivas Yamim Lo Yimasei, and the other pasuk says Achmi Omar Rishon Tashvisu. And the pasuk that says Shivas Yamim Lo Yimasei implies that you can't have us to be in possession of Chameis for a full 7 days, starting from the 15th at night. Yet, if it's the pasuk of Achmi Omar Rishon Tashvisu. And Rashi, explaining Abaye, says that's untenable. It's untenable to have the mitzvah of Tashbisu coexisting with the lava bayira vayamase on the 15th at night. Because by definition, Aresha, right, you had to have kept the chametz around while it is asur b'vayirah b'yamaseh. That's untenable. You're going to be over b'vayirah b'yamaseh. So therefore, that's why Abaye concluded that the mitzvah tashbisu had to be on yidalah. What do you see from this? What you see from this is that Rashi's opinion, okay, and Tosus, as you saw, if you didn't see already, Tosus in the Ksiv Ach rejects this understanding of Abaye, but Rashi's position is that you cannot have Tashbisu at the same time as an Isser Abaye Rabbi Yamase. If that's the case, then how can Rashi at the end of the day, say in Dibra Masr Sorfin Betzila Sheish that Minat Torah it is Tchilat Sheva, that it is Betzilat Sheva we find the mitzvah of Tashbizah. Because Rashi himself says in Dalam and Aleph that Bal Yiram Bal Yamase already exists Betzilat Sheva. So again, the problem is Rashi is of the opinion that you cannot have the mitzvah of Tashbisu coexisting when there is the lav of Bayirah Bayamase. Yet Rashi himself implies that the mitzvah of Tashbisu is achar chasos, tzila sheva, even though there is a lav of Bayirah already at that moment in time. Okay? I just want to add another kasha that I didn't ask before, and that is, where does Rashi know that there's a lav of Bayirah and Bayamase already at Chatzos? From all the, you go through the whole Gemara, Dal of Beis through Hayim and Aleph, those are all limudim in Tashbisu Pashta. That Achilek, right, Abaye, talking about Achbi or Marishon Tashbisu, being that Tashbisu is on earlier on Yudalin. When it comes to Bayirah, Bayamatzeh, it says, Shiva Salami Yamim Lo Yamatzeh. So where does Rashi even get that from? Right? The Gemara. Okay? So you could say, it sounds like it from the Gemara, because the Gemara says, Kulei Alma Mia Chame Veshei Shos Lama Aser. But Pasha Peshad, if you go through, that's not talking about an Isser alive. It's talking about the Isser Aser keeping it around because you have to go ahead and do Tashbisu. But where does Rashi get? Because the whole Limudim coming up is all in terms of Achbi Yom Arisha, that on Yidalid, you have this mitzvah of Tashbisu. Okay? So that's another kasha that I had. So number one is Stira and Rashi, seemingly, that from Rashi it implies, okay, that the mitzvah of Tashbisu at the end of the day is Betchila Sheva, even though there's a Lava Bayira coexisting with it, which according to Rashi cannot be, as we see in Abaye. And number two, I'm just asking, where do we know that according to Rashi, Bechlal, there's a Lava Bayira and Bayimase, okay, at Chatzos? No pasuk for that. We also ask, the Gemara itself is a shtickle difficult. When the Gemara then asks on Abaye, how does Abaye know that Achli Omar Rishon Tashbisu is referring to Yudalid? Maybe Achli Omar Rishon Tashbisu is like this. That if it only had Shivas Yamim Lo Yamase, we would have said that when does the Lav of Bayamase begin? On the 15th by day, because it says Yamim Yamim in Leilos Lo. So maybe Achbi Omar Rishon is there to teach you Afilu Leilos. So we asked, I don't understand. Wasn't the whole premise of Abaye? The whole premise of Abaye was that you can't have Achbi Omar Rishon Tashbisu coexisting with the lava Bayira Bayamate. And now the Gemara is Gufa taking the pasuk of Achbi Yom Arishon not only to teach you that you have Tashbisu on Tezvav at night, but to also teach you what? That you have Bayira Bayamate Tezvav at night. Achbi Yom Arishon is Gufa teaching you that. Like you would have thought Yamim in Leilos Lo. Kamash Malan Afilu Wat Afilu Leilos. Okay? Pretty interesting. So, how could he do that? He just said before, in Abaye, once you have Tashbisu, that means you have to keep it around. And that can't be teaching that you have Bayira from that point. It's impossible. Plus, I'm going to get another kasha. How does Achbi Yom Arishon teach you that? Different pasuk. One's Tashbisu, and one's Bayirah and Bayamase. If you said, oh, if we only had what? If we only had Shemasov Noyimate, we would have said Tesvav. We would have said Tesvav by day. Comes Achbi Amarishon, Tashbizir, did you know? Afilu Leilo. Afilu Leilo is what? Afilu Leilo is Tashbizir, not Afilu Leilo is by Rabbi Yamate. So, what's going on? So that's, if I'm keeping track, that's like Kasha number four. Okay? What's also interesting is the Gemara in the rejection of this rejection, right? This attempted, what I call the shlug of the shlug, right? There's the attempted shlug on Abaye. By saying, oh, maybe Yachmi Amarishon is coming to teach you Tezvav at night. Because you wouldn't have known Tezvav at night. So he says, oh, I can't do that. Yachmi Amarishon can't be teaching you that. Because we already know Tezvav at night is Asim Abayira Abayamase. From the Hekesh between, what? Between Abayira Abayamase to Achilas Chameis. And Achilas Chameis to Matzah. Once we know Matzah is on Tezvav at night, we know Achilas Chameis, the Yisr is at night, right? The Yisr is at night. And so too, we know that Abayira Abayamase is already when? The 15th at night. And therefore, we know that already, and therefore, Achmi Amarisho can only be coming to teach you what? Can only be coming to teach you the 14th. My problem with this is, I don't understand. You just finished saying you have no problem having what? Having Achmi Amarisho, Tashbisu, coexisting with what? Coexisting with and the only reason for the rejection is not because you can't have Tashbisu coexisting with Bayira Bayamase. It's because we already know that the love of Bayira is there because of a night based on the Hekesh. So, okay. So then why do we go back to Abaye's premise of what? That Ach B'Yom HaRishon has to teach you Yudal at night. To say Ach B'Yom HaRishon is Tezvav at night together with Bayira Bayamase. Okay? Got it? That's so Kasha 5 or 6, keep losing track. And then the final whammy Kasha is the one that the Minchas Chinuch himself addresses, and that is when Rabbi Yossi brings, when the Gemara brings down Rabbi Yossi, who also goes with this seeming Abaye approach. Because the Gemara goes on and asks, okay, so we have Abaye, but how do you know, right? The Gemara asks, how do you know it's not the 14th at night? So it says, B'yom, Ach B'yom HaRishon. How do you know it's not the 14th in the morning? Ach Chilek, right? That's how ultimately Abaye ends up. But then when the Gemara itself brings in a Tana that's similar to Abaye, as the Gemara says, Rav Yossi Oimer, four lines to the bottom, Einot Tzarech, Harei Hu Oimer, Ach B'Yom HaRishon, Tashbisu Sormi Batechem, says, Me'erev Yointov, O Eino Ella B'Yointov, right? When we say Tashbisu, are we talking about on Yudalid, or on Yontov himself? He says, Talmud Oimer, Ach Chilek. So what's very interesting here is, Rashi learns of Yossi as follows, that it really could have been either. It really could have been Tezvav at night. And without Achilek, we would have said Tezvav at night, Rashi says. But Achilek implies, Rashi says, we'll read in the sign in a second, that part of the day is Mutter, and part of the day is Asa. Half and half. And that's impossible, right? If you already know, which we do, that from the Hekesh, Rashi says, that Tezvav at night is already Asr B'Al Yirah. So therefore, you see that the whole day is Asr. So therefore, Ach has to be brought back earlier to Yudalit. But he's not learning, this is very interesting, he's not learning like a Bayit, this is a Stira between Ach B'Yom HaRishon and what? And Bayira Bayamatzeh. Really, they could coexist. And as he says himself, He says, go to the second to last line of Rav Yossi. The love ach ikal neimer, if not for ach, which is telling you that you need to have part of the day mutter and part of the day aser, I would have said biyom rishon bein hashmashos. I would have said that biyom rishon means the bein hashmashos shu aschalas hayom of what? Of Tezvav. So this the Mishnah himself brings up the shtickle plia. We said, Rashi said before, that according to Avaye, you can't have what? You can't have Tashbitsu coexisting with what? With the Lava Bayera Bayamate, because in order to do Tashbitsu, you have to have the Chametz around, and therefore you'll be over. Right now, he seems to have no problem. He says, without Achilek, I would have said, no problem, let's do Tashbitsu when Bein HaShmashos of Tezvav, which is Askalas Hayom. Kind of said, how can you do that? There's a lava vayira mayamate there. Pliyasuma. That's the kasha of the Mishnah. Now, on the other hand, Tosos doesn't go with this at all. Because Tosos has no problem from the start, and he says the Feirish, that if anything, Tashbisu Dafka is Bishas Isser after Chatzon. And the only reason why we learn, okay, that it's going to be Yedalit, is because he says either Ach B'Yom HaRishon is an extra pasuk Yisur Dekra, okay, or because of Achilek, meaning like Rashi himself learns later on by Rav Yossi, that Achilek implies that part of the day has to be Mutter, part of the day has to be Yasa, okay? So we have a lot to explain here. Tosos, Rashi, what's going on? I just want to add a couple more kashas. And that is, follow. Rashi says that Bittul, okay, Bittul is Tashbisa. So Bittul, right? You remember Rashi earlier? Bittul be al masagi, unlike Tosos. Another machlokes. So Rashi says, "Bittul be alma, dichtiv tashvisu, velo tiv tivaru, vashot delev yashbasa." The kasha I have for you is, if that's the case, Tosos himself sort of asked the kasha, but not like this. How could Rashi say that the mitzvah of tashvisu is Chilas Sheva? You can't do Bittul after what? After Shas Isser. Or for that matter, in Rav Yossi, how could he have what? How could he have suggested even that you could have had, you would have had a Havamina in Rav Yossi that Tashvisu would be Bein HaShmashos when it's already Haschalas Hayom. It's already Aser, right? Bibal Yira, Ubal Yamate. It's already more than that. It's Aser, right? Ba'achilo, Ba'hana, for sure. Because even if you would maintain that, oh, maybe Rashi Shita is, that there's no Iser Achilo, Ba'hana at Chatzos. I mean, Minat Torah, at least. For sure, Midrabanan is, that's the whole Gemara. The Gemara says that after Sheshos, Ulamali can't be mevatel because it's Eidah Shalom. The Pashup Shad is it's Eidah Shalom because it's only, the Gemara seems to be saying that the Torah aso ki'ilu b'shuso. The Mashma Sheishos Ulamali is already Eidah Shalom. But even if you want to make some Torah, Rashi's affair is saying in Rav Yossi that you could have Tashbisu coexisting with Tezvav at night, which clearly isn't already an Isser Achila and Hana. So how can he do Tashbisu? How can he do Bittul, which is Tashbisu, at that time? So Pliyatsuma. Okay? Okay. comes the Minchas Chinuch, and he deals with the Rav Yossi Abaye Sira. And we're going to then take the Minchas Chinuch and show how he would deal with the other problem. And then we're going to raise a deadly problem on the Minchas Chinuch. Okay. A couple of deadly problems. So what is the Minchas Chinuch? The Minchas Chinuch starts out in classic fashion, starting out with the Hakir, like sort of like Ravino Glanz is going to start doing in his Chabura, 10:30 at night Chabura. That you know Ravino Glanz's Chabura, 10:30 at night? No, on Thursday night. Thursday night, this one. Thursday night. So he's going to start off straight with the Hakira. So that's what the Minchas Chinuch does. He has the Hakira. Says his father, what's the Hakira? Two ways to look at Tashbisu. Is Tashbisu a mitzvah b'kuli yaseh? Or is it a mitzvah b'shevi yataisa? What does that mean? Meaning, do you say that the mitzvah of Tashbisu is like all, he spells it out, like all other mitzvahs, active maisei mitzvah, you have a mitzvah to hold a lulav, a mitzvah to put on sitter, you have all these mitzvahs to do. So too, the mitzvah to actively do an act that gets rid of the chametz. You like Rav Yehuda, you gotta burn it. Stop burning it, you can get rid of it, the whole davar, or even bittel, right? Even bittel, if you hold it, that's a form of an action to go ahead and get rid of the chametz. The kumbiyase. Oh. So that's one way of looking at tashbisu, is a mitzvah to actually physically get rid of the chametz. The kumbiyase. Or no. That's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to be chametz free. A person has to be chametz free. Right? We'll just go with all the shinites. You have to be not associated with the chametz. Beginning of what? At Chatzos, you have to be chametz free. You have to be not associated with chametz. And if you're not associated with chametz, okay, b'tchilas sheva, at Chatzos, you fulfill the mitzvah b'shei v'yaltas. And he compares it to Shabbaton by Malacha. That if you say the mitzvah of Tashbisu is the Shevi Altaise, it's really, really adding another iser to the lavim of Bayera and Bayamase. You have Bayera and Bayamase. Now you have an iser ase of what? Of Tashbisu. Meaning, or a mitzvah ase, which is the equivalent. In other words, if you are in possession of chametz, you'll be over by your rabbi and matzeh. You'll be mevatel the aseh of tashbisu. If you get rid of your chametz, okay, you are fulfilling the mitzvah of tashbisu by being chametz free, and you're also not going to be over by your rabbi and matzeh. Don't do by malacha. Right? If you don't do malacha, you've been the Kayim Shabbaton. If you do Malacha, you've also been the Vatel, the Mitzvah Zaseh of Shabbaton. But these are two passive mitzvahs. The mitzvah is to be chametz free, be not unassociated with chametz at Chatzos of Yudalit. There's Lamai Nafkamina, so he brings five Nafkaminas. One Nafkamina he brings is, let's say you are an individual who is allergic to the five grains, and you never bring into your house and into your possession anything that is even, you know, resembles chametz. What? Gebrach. Okay? So according to the side that says the myth of a kumbiyase, you'd have to go ahead and acquire chametz to destroy it. But according to the vision that the mitzvah of Tashbisu is b'shevi al taseh, then You're mekayim the mitzvah, even though you didn't do anything. It's a mitzvah to be in a state of becoming free. So you're going to do anything. He then gives another, what? Ooh, that's one of my kashas I'm going to ask in the Mishas Tina. And Mishas Asher is mechadim to your kasha. Rav Asher White. Okay, but that kasha is not... Yeah, right. In other words, I'll tell you why Rav Asher White thinks it is a little more of a kasha than not, but I agree with you. Okay? That's the kind of kasha you can fetch out of. That's really the description of what you have to do, right, if you have chametz. Yes. The truth of the matter is, you know, by Shabbos, it's always saying Tishba is also the Shabbaton, which discusses the state of being in that. Here, you know, it does say Tashbis. Okay, but I agree. I happen to, in the end, our pshat's not going to have that problem. But this is what the Mishasina says. Mishasina then goes on and gives another four nafkaminas. Another one he gives is a halacha, that if I go in and I snatch your mitzvah, you're about to, let's say, go ahead and do the mitzvah of Kisui Adam, of the Shvat Kaparis, and you snatch the dirt from my hand, and you go ahead and you cover the blood, we fine you. You're a mitzvah snatcher. So we go ahead and we give you a fine for stealing a guy's mitzvah. So he suggests as follows, he says, if you hold the mitzvah is the kumbiyaseh, if someone comes in and snatches your chametz on the way to the burning, okay, you give him a fine. Snatch someone's the mitzvah of tashbisa. But if the mitzvah is b'shevi ataiseh, then if anything, give him a shkayach. He helped you perform your mitzvah. Don't give him a fine, give him a shkayach. Okay? Look, he doesn't put it that way, but that's what I'm saying. That's the way I understand it. The third nafkamina that he gives, I don't know if I'm going in his order, is as follows. What if you go ahead and you eat the chametz? You go ahead and you eat the chametz on Pesach. Were you mekayim the mitzvah of tashbisa? Then you also come back and say, classic mitzvah baba avera. The act of what? Of tashbisu, of getting rid of the chametz, is gufa, the maisa avera of achilas chametz. That's ein mitzvah baba avera gedola mizu. Okay? But if you hold the mitzvah is b'shevi atasek, so what is it? The achilas chametz is not, okay, is not part of the act of the mitzvah. There's no simultaneity in the maisim of the maisa achil, right? Maisa achilas chametz and the maisa mitzvah of tashbisa. There is no maisa mitzvah tashbisa. So there's no mitzvah baba avera. That's nafkamina number three. Nafkamina number four, he suggests, is if you held, I'm not going in order, but if you happen to hold that mitzvah srichas kavana, he suggests, okay, again, it's pretty mukhra. It's not 100%, but you definitely can hear this nafkamina. If you hold mitzvah srichas kavana, he suggests that you would only say you need to have kavana if the mitzvah is a kumbiyaseh. The idea of mitzvah srichas kavana, it happens to go in very nicely the way we understood mitzvah srichas kavana back in the Sefer Brachos, that the idea of mitzvah srichas kavana is really an extension of, right, of nisaseh, an extension of nisaseh. So it makes sense to say that you have to have kavana for that maisa. You have to have kavana for the maisa. But there's no maisa. What's the kavana? Kavana that I'm chametz free. You're in a kavana. I mean, mekayim the mitzvah of being chametz free at that moment. That you know, that point. I don't know if you were sleeping at that time, and you were mekayim at that moment. You talk about kavana, you're talking about it's saying that you have to have kavana for this maisa, because the maisa has to be, the action has to relate to mitzvah. But if it's just a passive mitzvah by being in a certain state, and being in a state, there's no idea that you have to have kavana there. And finally, and this is very important as we go into now his application, after I change the order, his application of this Chakira to our Gemara, and in particular, Abai and Rav Yossi, says if you hold that the mitzvah is Bikubi Aseh, when would the mitzvah have to be? Anyone? Before or after Chatzah? If it's the Kumbi Aseh.
After.
It would have to be after. Because how you even make... Achilek says that the mitzvah is the second half of the day. So it would have to be after Chatzah. Okay? True. Obviously there's a problem with that. You know, the problem that Rashi raises. But in terms of L'chayri, you'd have to do it after Chatzah. But if the mitzvah is b'shei v'yata'aseh, then for sure you have to get rid of it before Chatzot, so that you'll be chametz free. You will not be associated with chametz at the point of Chatzot to be mekayim the mitzvah of tashbisu b'shei v'yata'aseh as Chatzot. Okay, so those are the five nafkaminas given by the Chassidim. I'm sure you can think of a couple of others. Now watch how he applies it. He goes on, and he says as follows. Based on this, we can now understand, okay, Abaye and Rav Yossi. Okay, by the way, obviously, he doesn't spell this out, at least in the first part. Obviously, Tosfos holds that it's Bikum V'yaseh. What about the issue of, how could you... have it when it's already usher by your rabbi and matze. So this I gave you later by Amakomas. If anyone sees the Ben Peretz has a whole shot which we have to analyze. We'll probably do this more on Thursday. Then you have to say that once you start the process of Tashbisu, it's already like in Kimavuar, he says. Right. If you lachzor a lovely levayer, it's kimavuah. It needs analysis, but that's what he says. But yeah, clearly, Tyson is going with the idea that it's v'kum v'yaseh, and therefore it has to be done after dafke after chatzot. That's what he says. But she tussle all over the place. Okay. What about Rashi? He wants to suggest that it's going to depend on whether you go with Abaye or Rav Yossi. Obviously, he means to say that Abaye has certain Hanayim that he's going with. Okay, because I'm assuming Abaye is not being chalek on Rav Yossi himself. But he seems to imply, though, the Minchas Sinach, that Rov Tanayim v'Amarayim would agree with Rav Yossi and not Abaye. Okay? And he suggests as follows. He says, when he brings up this stira between the pasuk of Ach b'yom arishon and shivas yamim lo yimatzeh, he says, they can't coexist. Abaye is obviously understanding tashbisu as kum v'yaseh. So if it's the kum v'yaseh, so that means you have to have the chametz around on tezvav at night if you hold that Ach b'yom arishon is referring to tezvav. That's untenable because there's a pasuk that says shivas lomim lo yimase. That's why Abaye has there. Oh, we're going to now go ahead and bring tashbisu to Yudala. Okay. Masha ain came. Rabbi Yossi, no, he doesn't understand it that way. Rabbi Yossi understands tashbisu to be v'shei v'yataise, and when he says that tashbisu would be v'aschalas ayoyim bein ha-shmashos, what he means to say is that bein ha-shmashos already, by the way, it even explains why he says bein ha-shmashos. Why did he just say aschalas ayoyim? But the point is that Beinashmashos already, you have to be chametz free. Because it's something, you know, something like that. So the idea is you have to get rid of it before. If you have to get rid of it before, then there's no problem of Tashbisu coexisting with Lad, with Bayera Bayamate. Because they're Hainu Ha. At the moment of the 15th at night, you'd be Mekayin Tashbisu. And that be over by your Rabbi Yamase if you were Chamei free, that's Chalas Hayom, Be'ash Masho. What's the problem? That's why Rabbi Yossi has to learn Ach, B'yoy Marisho, not based on the Stira and the Psukim like Abaye does, but rather that Ach, Chilek is saying that Mixas Hayom is Mutter. We don't find Mixas Hayom being Mutter on the 15th, and therefore it has to be pushed back to Yidal. But Rav Yossi clearly, who accepts the fact that Tashbisu could be in coexistence with Vayera and Vayemate at the same time, obviously must be going with the idea of Nifatzinuch suggests that Tashbisu is V'shevi Atas. Okay? So I want to suggest based on this, although Nifatzinuch himself doesn't go through this, that will also answer up all the other kashas that we asked, as well as one more that you could even ask on the Minchas Chinuch himself, and that is, so I don't understand, but according to the Minchas Chinuch, he's saying that in Abaye, watch this move here. In Abaye, it's the Kumbi Yaseh, right, and therefore Tashbisu can't coexist with what? With Bayera Bayamase. So therefore what? Tashbisu then gets moved to when? Chatzos. So therefore according to Abaye, it should have to be B'tchila Sheva, right? But B'tchila Sheva is already Bayera Bayamase according to Rashi and Da'alam and Alam. So what does he solve the B'mechassina? So I want to suggest that it's like this. I remember I asked the Kasha, how does Rashi know that there's a lav of Bayera and Bayamate already at Chatzot? There's no pasuk for that. Pasuk is Shivas Lom Yom Lo Yamate. Only pasuk is Ach B'Yom Arishon. So I want to suggest it's going to be totally on whether you go with Abaye or you go with Rabbi Yossi according to Mishnah. Because if you go with Abaye, and Tashbisu has nothing to do with Bayera and Bayamase. So therefore, Abaye would hold that Eina Chidami could do it B'Tchila Sheva. But B'Tchila Sheva, according to Abaye, B'Kumbi Yaseh, is mamish, an action after Chatzos. You have to get rid of it after Chatzos. Ah, what about Bayera? Bayera only starts when? At night, according to Abaye. There's no limit for that. But as Mechatzinuch says, Rov Tanoim and Amorayim don't agree with Abaye. They agree with Rav Yossi. And the truth of the matter is, I think even Abaye, at the end of the day, agrees with Rav Yossi. Mechatzinuch doesn't spell us out, because if you go with the flow of the Gemara, let's now go with the flow of the Gemara. The Gemara said, how do you know Achvi Yom Arisho is coming to teach you what? Is coming to teach you Yudala, maybe it's coming to teach you Afilu Leilo. So we ask, how could it do that? I thought you can't have Ach B'Yom Arishon coexisting with Bayera Rabbi Amatzeh. So what's happening really is the Gemara is now shifting in its lundus to Shevi Al Taise. How do you know? It's like you Abaye and it's Bekum V'Yaseh. No, maybe it's B'Shevi Yataisei, and we would have said that when does the Lav of Bayera begin? The Lav of Bayera begins B'Yom Tezvav. Ach B'Yom Arishon says no. Even when? Even Tezvav at night. Tezvav at night what? Tezvav at night is going to be Tashbisu and here comes the Chap, Bayera Bayamate, because according, and Minchas Chinuch himself spell this out. I wish you would have spelled this out, but he says Tashbisu is really Bayera Bayamase, right? And therefore, because it's the idea of not being in possession, not being associated with Chamei. That's what the love of Bayirai is, being associated with Chametz. So wherever Tashbisu is, that's where Bayirai is. So that's why Rashi, okay, on Da'al Amin Aleph, assumes that there's going to be Bayirai when? Already yet? Chatzos. Because he's going with Rav Yaisi. And I believe even Abaye ultimately now, because when the Gemara now goes ahead and rejects this rejection, is it shifting back to Kumbiyaseh? No. That's shifting back to Kumbiyaseh. It's saying, no, you can't have Achli Yomar Rishon teaching you what? Teaching you that Chametz is Aser V'Wat V'Bal Yomaseh on Tesbos, because that we already know from the Hekeh. But once the Gemara already accepted Shevi Al-Taisek, it might have already stuck with that. And when the Gemara ultimately says Achile in Abaye, that could be the same as who? That could be the same as Rav Yaisi. Okay, but the so clearly is that Rav Yaisi, and as Mr. Skidach wants to maintain, that is the Shita. So now we understand so many things so beautifully. Let's go now to Rashi when he says V'lo yamtid ad tchila shevat. So that all depends. If you go with Abaye, that would mean the Kumbiyaseh. If you went with Rav Yaisi, tchila shevat would mean, right, the mitzvah of Tashbisu b'shei b'altayse b'tchila shevat. Lo yamtid until that point. Not that you have to actually go ahead and be seref it then. That's when the point of the mitzvah of Tashbisu would be b'shei b'altayse. So really that answers all the kashas. We had one last kasha we had was what about bittul? Right? What about bittul? So that's, again, not a problem. You could do bittul before because that's b'shei v'yatata. Okay? Because that's going with the idea that you're gonna go ahead and do bittul beforehand, and therefore when chatzos comes, there will be this mitzvah of Tashbisu, b'shei v'yataisa, because you are now chametz free. Got it? Whoo! Okay. That is the Minchas Hidduch. Listen to it 100 times on the videotape. But now I'm gonna go ahead and I think, you know, what we'll do is we'll just list my three problems with the Minchas Hidduch, let you think about it a little bit, and then I'll give you my Mnuma Halachan. Let you dream about it a little bit. See if you could have a teretz to the Minchas Chinuch, or maybe you'll conclude, like Mati is starting to conclude, that maybe this is not Pshat and Rashi. So kasha number one on Minchas Chinuch, as Mati, Frankel, and the Minchas Osher, the Russian wife said, he has difficulty saying that the mitzvah of Tashbisu, the Torah says Tashbisu, and you don't really have to go ahead and do it. It's difficult. He says, you say Shabbos is that way. But here it's a Shabbaton. Here it tells you to actually go ahead and do something. Right? Tishbos, you know, that's describing an action of passivity, you know, to be, right, to be Tishbos. But here, you know, Tashbisu. Go ahead and, right? But as Seth said, that would not exactly knock out this Pshat and Minchas Chinuch. Okay, especially since we have seven other problems that we solved so beautifully with the Minchas Chinuch. Okay?
Why isn't Bayiro Bayimotze
is like the Yisimalacha. Tashbisu is like Shabbaton, he said. Okay? I had another kasha. Comes out that according to Minchas Chinuch, Abaye doesn't have the concept of bittul. Think it through. Because it can't be done after chatzos. Because as the Gemara Bava Bei says, you can't have bittul after it already becomes Asher Bachi Lubana. Right? And Abai is saying it's the Kumbiyase. So what are you going to say in Abai? Abai rejects Bittul Bial Masagi. There's no notion of Bittul according to him. What is it? Like, what is he going with? Like, Yehuda?
Those are Tosa things.
What? Yes, you're going to. So you'd have to kvetch. Is that Rashi in Abaye agrees with Tosis that Bittul is Hefker? That's already serious Pelish of Pilpul. Right? Maybe save it for Yechavu. You know what I'm saying? Like Rashi's whole yisoid of Bittul is that it's Xeris HaKasim. And you know that Bittul is right, that Bittul is Xeris HaKasim.
Xeris HaKasim based on the word Tashbisu, assuming that Tashbisu is not an active. The whole shot in Tashbisu. That being Tavatlu would make sense
to
say Valtasa.
What you really, but again, what
you wouldn't
really
learn the Pasuk that way.
Okay, yeah. I still think it's a major, extra piece of Torah. Okay? Besides that, in general, I'm uncomfortable, like, making these big Chakira shifts. You know, between Abaye and then the next step in the Gemara and then back to Rayasi. It's a lot of big, vast turns. But again, that's not the deadly problem. The problem is, if you saw it, you'd base it. Anyone see the Gemara, you'd base them and base. This problem, I think there's no way to get out of. Minchas Chinuch gives two possibilities in Tashbisu, either Kumbiyase or B'Shei V'Altasi, correct? The Gemara in Yudbeis on the Beis has to say the following Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda, you know, holds the Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Oh, by the way, one other thing is important. According to Minchas Chinuch, you also have to say that Rabbi Akiva, you know, he makes it sound like Rabbi Shonim agree with Rabbi Shonim, Rabbi Tanayim. Right, Amarayim agree with Rabbi Yossi. But according to Minchas Chinuch, Rabbi Akiva has to be Chaylag on Rabbi Yossi too.
He said that.
Oh, he did say that?
Yeah.
Okay. On Yudbeis on the day, the Gemara says as follows. That when does Rabbi Yehuda say, that is a mitzvah of Sreifa, Shelo b'shas biuro. However, b'shas biuro, hashbasaso b'chol davar. That's what he said. Shelo b'shas biuro means what? The Tosos learned shelo b'shas biuro means after the time you have to get rid of it. Midrabbanan. Tosos learns pshat is that when you have to get rid of the chametz, we know that the Rabbi Yehuda and everyone, Rabbi Yehuda Rameir, they say you have to get rid of chametz already at the beginning of the sixth hour because of the gzeir shama yachas. Okay, so shalom b'shas biuro means after chatzos, which is Tosos b'shitaso, that tashvisu is after chatzos, and the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the chachamim is after chatzos. Rabbi Yehuda says you have to get rid of the chametz, the sreifa, the mitzvah tashbisu, after chatzos, right? And before chatzos, you know, hashbasa on the chol davar. It's only after chatzos when you have the mitzvah. That's when you have to do sreifa. Rashi doesn't have pshat. Rashi doesn't have pshat. Lo b'shas biuro is before chatzos, and he says shelo b'shas biuro. That's when Rabbi Yehuda holds you have to have Sreifa. But the Euro already at Chatzos, then Ashmasos will fall down. The problem I have, okay, and Mitzvah Asher, Baruch Hashem, Shekhit Yivnu raised this as well, and he has a, not to say the same Shah, well, I'm going to say, but a similar type of Mahalach. This is a deadly problem, the Mechassina, because this can't be going B'Kumbiyase, and it can't be going B'Shei V'Altasa. It can't be going B'Kumbiyase, because if B'Kumbiyase, it would have to be when? After Chatzos.
Like Rabbi Yehuda is talking about the mitzvah Seifa, which is his mitzvah of Tashbisu is the Seifa. So it has to be Yatzah Chatzot. And if Rashi is saying that Rabbi Yehuda is holding it before Chatzot, so L'chaira, according to the mitzvah Chinuch, it would have to be the mitzvah B'Shei V'Altaisei. The mitzvah B'Shei V'Altaisei, how could Rabbi Yehuda say, oh, it has to be the Seifa? Who cares how it is? There's no mitzvah mitzvah. No mitzvah is only b'shei v'altaisei. Chatzot, you have to be chametz free. So what is Rabbi Yehuda talking about?
That what? That you have to go ahead and Rashi, Rabbi Yehuda according to Rashi, you have to go ahead and burn it beforehand. You have to go ahead and burn it beforehand. According to, right? According to the idea of shei v'altaisei, you don't even have to have chametz.
Mechazeh talks about that.
Yeah, but he doesn't address it in terms of Rashi. He makes the assumption that Rabbi Yehuda must hold it's bekum v'yaseh, right?
No, he doesn't say that. No, he says they're not totally. These two mafosim aren't totally one another. He discusses this exact problem.
Say what? What does he say? What do you mean?
He discusses this exact problem. He says it's like straightness. He explains what does it mean that Rabbi Yehuda has a din of strafa, right, before chatzos.
Okay.
According to the pshat, the shev al tase.
Right.
He says it's just like a mitzvah ba'alma, like strafa snosa, right?
I don't remember
it exactly, but he discusses it.
Hey, but even if he discusses it,
I mean, he was aware of that problem.
I'm assuming he was aware of the problem, but the bottom line is, it's a deadly problem.
Yeah, okay.
He
say,
an answer. What? What he says is, he says what? What does he say?
It's like straight from snow.
Yeah, he doesn't
understand. He says it in Rashi.
Yeah. Yeah, it's this whole paragraph. Any means of totally beplucked the review.
He says, "You feel the Rashi Shem." Did you understand the Rashi? Came his man Issa. I guess I purposely glanced over that. So it's not as 100% deadly, but to me it's still it's almost as much of a pilpul move than what you're doing. Okay, there's a pashtus, the mitzvah, the mitzvah, the machlokas of Yehuda and the Chachamim. Is a machlokes in how to do tashbisa? No, the machlokes in how to do tashbisa. You do a b'sreifa. You do a hashbazoso. Is it b'sreifa or hashbazoso b'chol davar? Do you understand what he's saying?
No,
you don't understand what he's saying.
But okay.
So assuming this is a deadly problem, which I think it is, and Avraham Weiss concurs. I guess he also didn't read the later paragraph in the Minchas Chinuch. So the question is, what is Pshat? What is Pshat in Rashi? Okay? And you know what? Let's do it now. We got 4 minutes. We'll do it. I'll let you think about it. And the truth of the matter is, I think it's very important, because if you look at the Ramban, let me see if I have this here. I have the Ramban here. The Ramban, listen to the Ramban. The Ramban, many Achronim want to say that the Minchas Chinuch wasn't the first one to say this Torah. It's really the Ramban. Listen to this Ramban. U'mashik shu Rabbi Yosef ha'atzafat in Zechron of the Rochav. As he asks on Tyson, he says, you can't say what you're saying, because But I think Rabbi Loring was thinking when he was saying that you can't say kum v'yaseh is after chatzos. He says, hello b'shas v'yurek v'arabar alam. So what are you talking about? He says, Ella, what's pshat tashbisu? Sheyehei in the lashon of the Ramban. Sheyeh mevuar o mevuto b'chatzos kama rachmana. So they say, oh, this is the minchas chinuch, almost the furash. The mitzvah is that it should be mevuar o mevuto b'chatzos. So I want to suggest that even this Ramban is not saying what the Minchas Chinuch is saying. Because I think even Rashi and everyone has to hold, what they have to hold is that there is a, like Mati said, there is a mitzvah of Tashbisu. A Maisa mitzvah to actively do it. You know what the Machlokas Tosas and Rashi is? The Machlokas Tosas and Rashi is that according to Tosos, it's purely, as we said, it's purely a mitzvah like lulav. The action is to destroy the chametz, and that's the kiyum mitzvah. But according to Rashi, the pshat is the mitzvah is a maisa mitzvah. You have to go ahead and do a maisa of getting rid of the chametz, either b'sreifa or b'wat, b'bittel or b'hashmas hasol b'chol davar, depending on who you're going with or yudo the chachamim. But the kiyum mitzvah is to be what? Is to be chametz free b'shas iser, b'shas chatzot, b'tchilas sheva. In other words, it's sort of like a combo plan. Where's your chavrusa? He loves it. Okay, but that's the idea. The idea is that there is a mitzvah. The mode is to go ahead and actually go ahead and actively go ahead and get rid of the chametz. That's the mode of the mitzvah. And if you don't do it, unlike the Minchas Chinuch, who said you could be chametz free your whole life and be the kind of mitzvah every year, according to this pshat, no, you wouldn't be the kind of mitzvah. You'd have to actually go ahead, if you want to be Mekayim the mitzvah, you'd have to actually go ahead and buy chametz and do an act of getting rid of it. And that's the lashon of Ramban. It's not that to be chametz free. It's that it should be mevuar o mevutal b'chatzos. In other words, there is a mitzvah to actually go ahead and that the chametz has been destroyed. The chametz has been mevutal. So it had to have been chametz. So that means you have to actually go ahead and do something to create that state. Okay?
That's a good, but you didn't do the mitzvah.
That's a good shayla. But by the way, it could also be that even according to what I'm saying now, it could be that you might not be mechuyev to go ahead and buy chametz. But the difference is that according to what I'm saying, you wouldn't be mekayim the mitzvah. Because you can't just be mekayim of a shevei al taisa. There's a maisa mitzvah here. But you could say maybe you don't have to go ahead and buy, because since the whole idea is to be chametz free, maybe you're not mechuyev to go ahead and buy it. But based on this, so Abaye now and Rav Yossi, you don't have to make it a major machlokes with the kum v'yaseh. Your Rashi could be consistent the whole way through. And it's very simple. Kolzman, that what you had only the two psukim, Ach b'yom arishon and what, and Shivas lamim yom lo yimatze. So there, since we're talking now that according to Rashi, you have to have both a maisa and this kiyum of being chametz free, so you can't have them coexisting. Because yom, if yom means tezvav, you have to do the maisa on tezvav. But once you say it's on your dalid, part of the day is mutter, so you can have it. Okay, we'll go over this part again on Thursday.